Good morning. Definitely a little different venue than where we usually are, but it's a place that I'm very familiar with. Tough loss for us yesterday. Watching the tape doesn't change that. Difficult for us in some ways, but I saw some things in our players after the ball game, and even with our coaches, that give me some hope about our being able to improve our situation. From an injury standpoint, nothing really changed at this point from yesterday. A.J. Jefferson, Chris Cook, and Jamarcus are going to all get the MRIs, and we'll get an update as the day goes on. There may be some other guys who may have some bumps and bruises that we'll have to deal with, and we'll report at a later time. Looking back at yesterday and looking at some of the things that occurred in the ball game, and there are so many moments when you play in a close game like we were yesterday and like we have been in the last couple of weeks, and even in our first ball game, there's always a play here or there that has a chance to swing the game in your favor or to work against you. There were definitely opportunities yesterday for us to make some plays. We didn't. And in our league, that's usually the result, whether it be in a four-minute situation on offense or a two-minute situation on defense, we weren't able to get the job done. That being said, I think the coaches and the players that we have on our team, and they're going to work as hard as they can to get things corrected. And I do believe that we will get it corrected. I trust the people that make up our football team. And I kind of feel like, we have an idea of what needs to happen. Easier said than done, but I truly believe it can be done. So,
with any of those injuries, are you worried about them missing Sunday?
Not at this point, but it's kind of early, Ryan, so I'll have to wait at least to the end of the day to get some results back.
Leslie, with an 0-3 start, do you, in a strange week where you got to go across, the country, or I'm sorry, to London, is it make it tougher to make changes? Like if you were looking to make some changes in the lineup or make some changes to the coaching staff or anything like that?
I hadn't really thought about any changes, Sean. Just thinking about what we got to do to, get our team going in the right direction. But, we can do whatever we need to do that's going to help us to win. United States, across the country, wherever that is, we'll do what we got to do to help our team win.
Les, the Steelers are going over Thursday. Did you have, as a home team, do you have to come in early, or was it up to you guys when you left?
No, the home team, you have different requirements than the visiting team. It's required for us to leave when we're leaving. We have to do what we're doing as the home team.
And when this was all being kicked around, how much were you consulted? You're giving up a home game when you only have eight of them. It's a big deal.
Well, I understand the league and what we're trying to do as an organization. And as players and coaches, we're going to go and play and do the things that are necessary to try to get a win. That's really what's on our mind. The venue at this point, Mark, it's relevant, but in some ways it's irrelevant. Our focus is trying to help our team get things going in the right direction.
Les, when you had the injury that big cornerback, what was the thinking in putting Sherrills or Jefferson in there versus Rhodes in the base defense?
I wanted to leave Xavier where he was at this point. He's doing some good things out at the left corner spot. And he's playing a lot. We're in nickel defense so much. Wanted to leave him where he is and keep our nickel package intact. And that was the thinking.
Do you feel comfortable with him on the right side then if you need be?
We'd have to get him a little work there. He's worked exclusively on the left side. And you have to be careful about that with a young guy. Not that we couldn't do that, and not that we may not do that. We'll explore all avenues depending on what happens with Chris from a health standpoint. But we'll reevaluate it at some point during the day.
I feel like you have enough depth there.
Can you say it again?
You feel like you have enough depth at cornerback?
Depends on what happens with Chris. How severe is AJ's ankle? That put you deep into your depth if those guys can't go for some reason. So we'll have to see what happens with the both of them.
As we go back and look, watch your offensive line on tape, Can you put your finger on what's going on with that group?
You know, we're not, you know, obviously executing as well as we need to be successful down in and down out. You know, we got, say, two guys, Chip, that are good at this point, and then two other guys that aren't doing it the right way on this same play. And we've got to find a way to get five guys executing correctly on each and every play. And, you know, you're going to have some moments where, you know, someone may miss a block or miss an assignment. But we got to get a little more consistent play. So there's some things we got to look at in what we're doing and try to figure out how we can help our players be more consistent in what they're doing.
Has that been the biggest surprise? Because that unit played well last year. They all came back together. They have the continuity for them to play, to start this slowly. Has that been the biggest surprise for you?
Yeah, we need to play better up front. It's hard for our team to be successful if our offensive line and defensive line aren't playing at a high level. And our guys know that. Our team knows that. And we got to help them to get to that point. Ben, when we were in that situation yesterday, we had some opportunities to make some plays and that would have gotten us off the field or at least put them in some tough spots, and we didn't. I mean, we get them to a 3rd and 10. You like that from a defensive standpoint, and, you know, we don't make a play. The 3rd and 7, you know, once again, we have a chance. You got to make plays. I mean, they did a better job of executing than we did, and you got to make plays. You know, Don, that was a tough loss in so many ways. But just in talking to our guys after the game and just seeing the resolve that they've shown and that they showed in that at that moment, and then going back and watching the tape and seeing some of the things that I saw and since talking with some of the guys since the ball game, you want to be able to see the big picture in what we do. And if you believe that you can get things fixed and get them turned around at this stage of the season, and we're still in September, now the next step is to get it done. And you can only get it done if guys believe mentally as well as physically that we can get it done. And I sense that that's the case. I don't sense that guys are going to be walking around when we're in London as if the season is done. I don't sense that. I don't sense that at all. I sense that we have real good leadership and they'll handle this in the right way.
What do you see in Christian that leads you still to believe that he gives your team the best chance to win and not make a switch and go to Matt?
He made some plays for us yesterday that we needed. You know, there were some other plays that we needed to make that we didn't, you know, always get. But he'll have to keep growing and keep developing. We're doing enough things that are not right across the board that are affecting our one-loss record, and it's not just the quarterback position. He has to play better, but so do some other groups on our football team. And I don't think where we are is necessarily purely because of Christian Ponder.
Do you think the return of Felton can have a significant impact on what Adrian's able to do?
I think it'll have a positive impact. I mean, he's a Pro Bowl player, really helped our run game a year ago, you know, quite a bit. So we look forward to having him back.
You pretty much split, looked like snap count split Desmond Bishop and Marvin Mitchell yesterday. Are you kind of moving in that direction with those two guys?
We'll see. You know, we want to take a real good look at Desmond on tape and get a better feel for where he is physically as well as his grasp of what we're trying to do on defense. And he did some good things yesterday, so we'll continue that evaluation process.
What's the biggest challenge of making this trip, other than the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah. Just the preparation that's involved behind the scenes. I mean, there's a lot to it when you're the home team. That's probably it's been the biggest challenge, all the things that go into it when you're the home team.
Did you ask other coaches out there, did you seek advice from any of the coaches that?
I did. I talked with other coaches around the league who have traveled and been the home team and tried to get some advice and you know, how did they do things when they were there. Talked with coaches a few different times over the summer as we were trying to plan you know, for this trip.
What was the best piece of advice you got?
There were a number of things. I mean, probably trying to make it as close to what you do at your facility as possible. That, you know, it's going to be a challenge in that way because you're in a different environment, staying in a hotel versus being at home for the players. But trying to, as best you can, when you're the home team, simulate what you do schedule-wise there compared to here, which, you know, it'll have its challenges, but we're going to try to keep some normalcy to what we do.
Leslie, given the late lapses on defense, any thought to changing anything up in terms of your involvement with it or what's, you know, just anything you could do since it's happened 2 weeks in a row now in that last series?
We didn't have any lapses yesterday in that ball game, Sean. We didn't execute as well. I mean, we're where we're supposed to be, then make the plays when opportunities came. So, I mean, as a coach, you can only do so much. You know, you got to make the call, and guys got to be able to execute and vice versa. You know, you give the guys the best chance to be successful, and then they got to be able to go out and execute. So, you know, just got to execute better across the board.
You referenced this yesterday. I mean, you guys are doing a good job creating turnovers, but is it kind of for naught because you're also among the lead leaders in turnovers?
That's a great point. That'll be one of the points I'll mention to our team this afternoon when we meet. You know, for us to come away with four takeaways back-to-back weeks and not win the game, that doesn't happen very often. But it's happening when you are giving the ball back and you're not playing as well on special teams. And it's part of why we're where we are. It's part of why our games are coming down to one series. And it's something that has to be corrected. Otherwise, we'll, you know, be right back at this spot again. You can't turn the ball over at the rate we're turning it over and expect to win. Unless you're, and I've said this before, you're just so superior than your opponents, and, you know, we're not. So.
Are your cornerbacks being aggressive enough going after the ball versus maybe just allowing a receiver to get it and then tackling them after that?
No, we don't get those turnovers yesterday by laying back. I mean, Harrison Smith wasn't laying back when he got his interception, and no, they're not being tentative in their approach. I mean, I think our defense, somebody was telling me, I think we had like seven series in a row where we got off the field with no points. It just, you know, there's some things that we can do better, and we gotta hone in on those right now, and I think we will. I mean, he's a guy that we need on the field. He knows it. But if you're injured, you're injured. I mean, just, you know, got to get someone else ready to go.
You got completely healthy from that groin from when he initially had the issue in San Francisco with it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing, Ben. Hasn't complained about it at all. He's been practicing. He's played two games. Hasn't showed any ill effects from it, so.
Some big changes. Is it simply too early in the season to do anything drastic?
You only want to make changes if there's a problem in an area where you feel like you have a better solution. I don't know if change for the sake of change is the right thing to do from my perspective. You got to be able to stand in front of those guys in the locker room and talk to them about why you're making a change. And then it's got to be something that you feel like is going to help your football team be successful. So change for change's sake. I don't totally buy into that.
Do you ever use change to rally the troops a little bit? I mean, not necessarily in particular situations, but just to kind of change it up, give them something fresh to work with?
Yeah, there are a lot of different things you can do other than personnel to change things up a little bit. And, yeah, I mean, we've taken that approach at times. But when you make those changes, you want to have a reason why you're doing it. So, all right, thank you, guys.
The locker room will be open at 10:15.